أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Isra, we will today begin section 8, which is ayah 78 to 100. And if we look at an overview of this section, it talks about the times of Salah, the recitation of Qur'an at Fajr. Qur'an al-Fajr is actually Salatul Fajr, and Allah says it is witnessed. We have the night prayers or Salatul Tahajjud, which raises one's status in the hereafter. The Quran, a healing and a mercy. And also it gives us the ludicrous demands of the rejecters of revelation, those who rejected the Quran. So let's go and look at this section. I will start with Ayah 78, where Allah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Aqimis Salah. Establish Salah. لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ. So, dalaka is when the sun starts coming down. إِلَى to غَسَكِ اللَّيْلِ, to the darkest part of the night. وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ, and the morning recitation. قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ صَلَاةُ الْفَجْرِ. إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. Surely the morning recitation is witnessed. So let's start first at the times of Salah. The declining of the sun is when the sun just moves away from its highest part, and that's Dhuhr. And he says, Ila ghasaki al-layl, ghasaki al-layl is Isha. So it's covered all the four salawat of Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. And then we have one left, which is Fajr, and Allah says, Wa Qur'an al-Fajr, and this recitation of the morning. And there's an emphasis on there, which means the recitation of Fajr should be the longest, should be the one that is the most looked at. And there are narrations which say that there are two shifts of angels who witness Salatul Fajr, the morning Salah. So you get two lots of people witnessing it, two lots of angels witnessing. It's actually phenomenal. Let's look at some of the ahadith on the times of Salah. Imam Sadiq says, when the time of Salah sets in, the doors of heaven are opened for the ascension of good deeds. There is a hadith which says, when Prophet Musa asked Allah the merits of praying on time, he says, O Musa, whatever my abd asks for me, I will give it to him and I will make Jannah permissible for him. Imam Sadiq also says, when you intend to perform your wajib salah, perform it on time, like the prayer of a person who is about to depart this world, worried that you may never have another opportunity to perform your salah. And there's another hadith from Imam Bakr when he says, there are three merits for those who pray salah. When they stand for salah, the angels surround them from their feet up to the heavens. Blessing descend upon their heads from the heavens, and an angel appointed for them specifically says, if they knew with whom they were conversing, they would never stop praying. Absolutely phenomenal. And then the second ayah, or ayah 71. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, and during a part of the night, فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ, pray تَحَجُّدْ نَافِلَةً لَكْ, beyond what is your responsibility. So tahajjud is mustahab, but he's saying pray it. Asa an yab'athaka rabbuka makaman mahmuda. Maybe your Rabb will raise you because of this tahajjud to an elevated station. Now, Salatul Tahajjud is also known as Salatul Layl or the Namaz-e-Shab. It is one of the most effective ways of achieving closeness to Allah. If we look at Surah Al-Muzammil, that is Surah number 73, Allah says, إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْأً وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. Surely the rising by night is the firmest way to tread and the best corrective of speech. There are countless ahadith on the benefits of Salatul Layl. One that really gets me is where Imam Sadiq says, do not disregard the reciting of Salatul Layl, for the one who has denied it is in a great loss. There's a man who comes to Imam Ali and says, I just cannot recite Salatul Layl even though I want to. And Imam says, it is your sins that are preventing you. You know, it is a protection for one during the daytime. It is a penitence for sins, a kafara for sins committed in the day. And the house in which Salatul Layl is recited beams with light for those who are in the heavens, just as the stars beam with light for those of us who are on earth. There's 11 rakats, basically. So you have 8 rakats of nafila divided into 4 prayers of 2 rakats each, and recommended that you would have Suratul Hamd and then Suratul Ikhlas in the first rakat and Suratul Hamd and Ghafirun in the second rakat. There's many extra prayers, du'as that we can add on, which you will find in the books of du'a. After those 8, there is Salatul Shafa, which is a 2 rakat prayer, which has no kunut in it. In the first rakat, recommended to recite Suratul Nas after Suratul Hamd, and in the second rakat, Suratul Falak after Suratul Hamd. But the core of Salatul Layl is Salatul Witr. It's a 1 rakat prayer. So after Suratul Fatiha, you'll have 3 times Suratul Ikhlas, 1 time Suratul Falak, and 1 Suratul Nas. And then it's a kunut, which is phenomenal. And this kunut is basically asking for forgiveness. There are 7 parts of this kunut. The first du'a is Tahleel, Subhan, and Tahmeed. So it goes, La ilaha illallah al-Halim al-Kareem, La ilaha illallah al-Ali al-Azim. That is your Tahleel, where you say La ilaha illallah. Then Subhanallah Rabbi Samawat al-Sabi wa Rabbi al-Ardeen al-Sabi wa ma fihinna wa ma baynahunna wa ma fawkahunna wa ma tahtahun wa Rabbi al-Arsh al-Azim wa salamun al-Mursaleen. I declare the perfection of the Rabb of the heavens and the earth and whatever is in them and between them and above them and below them, Rabb of the throne, and peace be upon the messengers. And then we have Tahmeed, where we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is for Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. From then on, it's all about forgiveness, because we have straight after 7 times, it says 70 times, but 7 times is enough. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilay. I seek forgiveness of Allah, my Rabb, and I turn to Him. I do a U-turn. And then recommended to ask for the forgiveness of 40 believers, living or who have left the world, by saying Allahumma ghfirli and taking their names. However, if you don't have the time for that, to say Allahumma ghfirli al-mu'mineena wal-mu'minat, oh Allah, forgive all believers, male and female. It's awesome. If you had a list in your musalla with the names of people who are close to you, people who have contributed to the awesomeness of religion, those who have made the world a better place for you and me, to remember them is phenomenal. And to make our name on somebody's shab list, on somebody's salatul layl or salatul tahajjud list, is something completely out of this world. And then again, forgiveness. Now, this time being more particular, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. I seek forgiveness of Allah, He who there is no God but He, the ever living, the ever subsistent. From all my oppressions, li jami' dhulmi wa jurmi, and all my mistakes and sins, wa israfi ala nafsi, and all the excesses I've committed with my soul, wa atubu ilay, and I turn towards Him. And then 7 times, hadha maqamul aydhi bika minan nar. This is the position of one who seeks refuge from the fire. It's followed by 300 times al-af. Now, al-af is asking Allah, as the one who lovingly pardons, the one who forgives but then rubs out in totality, buries it in the deepest of oceans and puts a sign up, no fishing. And finally, again, this is basically like an elaboration of Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. When you say, Rabbi ghafirli, my Rabb, forgive me, warhamni, have mercy upon me, watub alayya, turn to me, innaka anta tawwabur rahim, you are the off-turning, you are the merciful. Weep, cry when you say this. And then complete the rakat with ruku, sujood, tashahud and salam, and recite the tasbih of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra. It is an absolutely phenomenal salah, which will take you to heights. As the Quran says, أَسَانْ يَبْأَثَقَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Maybe your Rabb, because of this salah, will raise you to elevated places. Inshallah, we will continue with section 8 tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.